Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got tickets to give away. Jordan Mailata Family Foundation launch concert. A musical performance by Jordan Mailata Thursday, June 11th, Stateside Live in Philadelphia. StatesideLive.com for tickets. All right, we'll hit you with a fourth clue. 2 days in a row, Hugh's Clues goes into the fourth hour of
people
the show.
People are not just thinking. I gave some awesome clues.
Here we go. Blaming everybody else.
Yeah, I do. That's how
That's what you do. All right, fourth clue coming up. First, though, Hugh, let's listen to this. So, you know, every summer the NFL Network puts out the current top 100 players. And this is the one that's voted on by the players. Remember last year we were wondering where Jalen would come in. And he came in at number 19 last year on the list. So we'll try to guess where Jalen will come in. So this hasn't begun yet, but they're teasing it, right? The NFL Network is teasing the show because it's like an unveil over weeks and weeks and weeks. But they asked some of the players who they thought should be number one. Let's listen to some of the guys talk about who they think will come in, should come in number one as the summer goes and the list comes out. Here it is.
Number one on the list this year.
That's tough.
Number one.
The number one player in the NFL is
Josh Allen.
I'm going to go with Pat.
Probably Miles.
I'm going to say 10.
Number nine, Matthew Stafford.
Yeah, Iceman.
Bijan Robinson.
God willing, I would say me. Just humbly.
Fire just did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And JSN's probably up there.
Yeah.
CMC. Not just because he's my locker buddy and he watched me do the list.
So there's a sampling of players there. It's all stars in the league, you know, talking about who they might vote at number one. What's funny is the guy that said Iceman. Iceman is the nickname of Caleb Williams. That's one of Caleb's nicknames, right? That was Micah Parsons, his division rival, who also plays with a pretty good quarterback in Jordan Love. And he said Caleb Williams.
Which is odd, but I kind of, you know, if I was playing and they asked me, I probably wouldn't have picked a quarterback in the division that I played.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have did that.
Well, if they asked you probably now, you would have picked Dak.
No, because I'm kind of like, no, Dak definitely not the best.
Andy
but I see where
Micah?
He's going, Micah's going with that. Because on the outside looking in, we were told how Caleb was force-fed this offense, right? And we saw the years before, Joe Johnson? What's the coach's name?
Well, Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson got there, right?
Last year he got there, yeah.
So Ben challenged him to learn offense. You know how hard that is to do? And then I'm assuming he's constantly throwing new concepts at him every week. And he adapted quickly. And in a short period of time, you know how hard that is to do at that position? With the new coordinator and challenging him, and he's accepting the challenge and he embraces it, that's hard to do. In my opinion, it's hard to do, you know, for a quarterback to learn on the fly like that and then get that team into the playoffs. Unfortunately, they're going to Indiana too after, you know, they finally get a quarterback after all these years.
Poor Chicago, you finally got a talented quarterback. We're leaving.
And they're going to Indiana.
It's wild.
It's crazy.
All right,
such a loser. Parsons is such a loser.
So while I agree with Hugh's thoughts that Caleb, it was impressive his jump. He's not the number one player in pro football.
No.
Now maybe one day he will be. I mean, he has the talent to be, but he's not yet. Hugh, I have five guesses on who I've narrowed it down to five who I think will end up number one after last season. Here's my guesses. Hugh, you tell me if you agree or disagree. I think one of these five players will be voted the number one player in pro football right now. And we know Saquon.
Jaylen.
No, we know it was Saquon last year. I think it's one of these five. I think it is one of Matthew Stafford, Josh Allen. Those are the two quarterbacks I wrote down. I thought they were the two best quarterbacks last year. Puka Nacua, Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But the guy I think is actually going to be it.
Puka be biting folks.
Well, but doesn't mean he's not a great player. He shouldn't bite anyone.
That's a separate conversation.
I think
he's a biter.
I think it's his new teammate. I think Myles Garrett's the number one player in pro football.
Myles will probably be up there.
Yeah.
Sam, what'd you say?
So I wrote down Garrett, Josh Allen. Matthew Stafford. Puka.
I'm about to say Sam Darnold. Matthew Stafford. That's impressive. Because you talk about a man who had tidy back and came out there and won the MVP. Then got some more bread. They when you talk about the fact that they say, hey, go find you somebody else to dance with.
Just a year ago.
Yeah, and then he come back with tidy back.
So you think it's going to be Stafford?
It might be Stafford. I can see Stafford or Garrett. Last year was the 22 sack year, right? Or was that year before?
No, this is the year broke the record, yeah.
Okay, well, it's probably Garrett.
You know what kind of hit me as I wrote those names down? Three of the five guesses I had for the number one player in pro football are Rams. They're all on the same team. Yeah. Puka, Stafford, and Garrett. Yikes. All right, where do we think now? We got months until it all becomes official. But first guess, first blush guess. Where's Jalen on the list this year? He was number 19 1 year ago coming off the Super Bowl. Where would you guess Jalen Hurts comes in on the list this summer? That sigh really said a lot.
I don't know, man, because he didn't have a great season.
No.
That's a fact. And, you know, this is your peers. And we're going top 100, right?
Yes. Now, let's start here. Do you think he's on the list?
Joe, probably not.
Wow.
I'm not going to lie. And this is for all y'all that are probably talking about how you hate on the quarterback. You got to understand, it's not me hating. I'm trying to channel
the players
that are playing right now.
It's their vote, yeah.
And when you talk about like being in the moment and thinking about people that are playing, you're going to normally go with the guys who've had – like everybody doesn't watch – like Kyle said today, players don't know ball. You don't watch full games. You watch SportsCenter.
And you watch the film of the team you're going to play, right?
Yeah, you watch that film and you have a familiarity with those guys. But you watch SportsCenter. And – I don't recall, like a lot of times, the way you feel about people is shaped on what you see on SportsCenter, because every time you go in the locker room, SportsCenter's on, mm-hmm. and you're watching it, whatever, and it's always talking about football. So if he's on the list, he's probably in the 90s.
My guess is I think he's going to make the list because there's like a residual from.
Tua made the list last
year. Like there's a residual because last year they had him at number 19.
Well, and players don't know ball.
We're finding that out. I think he'll be in the 80s or 90s. I think he sneaks on the list.
Yeah. Well, what's everyone going to do when Drake May is way higher than him?
He'll be way higher.
But hold on. But Jalen played better in his Super Bowl than May did.
He'll be way higher.
But
May's going to be like top 15 or 20.
Did you see Jalen outduel Patrick Mahomes?
That wasn't this past year.
Oh, that's
okay. I'm just making sure we're on the same
page.
All right. So, I'm guessing Garrett, the number one player, and I think Hurts makes it. How about Hugh Douglas? Man, this has been quite a week.
No, I'm just
benching him for Dalton.
He's on fire.
Now saying not top 100. The headlines are everywhere.
I'm about to get the order. I'm so ashamed of you.
Oh, you are going to get angry DMs.
Disappointed.
Angry you people comments. Angry phone calls, which I encourage.
I quit looking at
social media.
I quit looking.
Oh, well, you're better off for it.
Hey, I got a gold star.
Rod did seem very proud of you.
He did.
Hey, Kyle, you see me get a gold star today, right?
You did get a gold star, buddy.
We should. You know what we should do?
Made me feel all warm and fuzzy inside. I kind of like being in that space.
You know how Ohio
a gold star, a little pat on the head.
You know how Ohio State gives out the stickers on the helmet when you make a big play?
Yeah.
We should give out gold stars to Hugh or any of us when we don't get into social media beef. Now Hugh needs it more than me.
No, I quit. I quit. Listen, man, I quit looking. I don't even entertain because I know if somebody says something I don't agree with, I'm gonna say something. So I just stop.
Yeah, that's. Nobody said anything.
That's my whole my whole ethos is I never see anything. So you say whatever the hell you want. All right, let's go to Cowboy Jim. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Why I love the midday show, whether it's from a Harry Douglas or a Bald Douglas, great content is provided on a daily basis. Hey, listen, Joe. About Hugh though, do you think if Hugh was the coach of the Eagles, you know, he would have a press conference and he'd say, "Does Jalen do anything for us? Why are we paying him?" Do you think he'd say that?
I would encourage him to do that, but I don't know if he would actually do it. Yeah,
what are we paying for?
Yeah, it's a good one, though.
Well, okay. Well, and Hugh, if you're, again, back to being a coach of the Eagles, are you taking, who are you taking? Taking Jalen or are you taking Dak? Who are you taking?
What are you talking about?
you're filibuster now.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about? I'm taking Jalen.
So dismissive. Like, all right, sure, buddy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're doing a good job of staying out of beef and trouble. I'm gonna keep that.
Just stay
keep
out.
That
going.
Well, Dak will be higher on the top 100 than Jalen. So, I mean, that's true. Yeah,
we all know that. Yeah. That's true. And it's the answer today. It's a fat bastard from San Diego.
Jim. All right,
San Diego. That is crazy.
That's two shots at Aaron from the callers trying to win a prize. Two shots.
Yeah, that's crazy.
All right, why don't you give everyone a fourth clue? Because obviously we've reached the comedy aspect of the show with these answers.
Yeah. Okay. So the fourth clue is he's currently starring in a movie that's in theaters right now.
All right. Let's run through them all. So this is an actor that won an Oscar.
He won an Oscar.
Hasn't
had a good movie in a decade.
Okay.
He's played an iconic villain and was pretty bad at it. He got some pretty bad reviews for this villain.
And there's a current movie out right now that
he's in.
Okay,
yes.
There's your fourth clue for Hughes Clues as we have a pair of tickets to the Jordan Mailata Family Foundation concert next Thursday, June 11th at Stateside Live, 2 days from now. All right, let's go to Damon and Delco. What's up, Damon?
Yo, glad to know him, fellas.
Damon, what's up, pal?
Hey, not much, man. Cruising the neighborhood right now, and I ain't working. I'm on my way to my next job. But I wanted to call in and just comment briefly on my guy, Nick Sirianni, and also the Eagles offense. My comments in reference to Nick Sirianni, the press conference thing and the hot seat and all that, I agree that he should be on the hot seat, mainly because I've always said that it was his offense. And so if it was his offense all this time, and if my guy comes in this year, Sean Mannion, I'll mess the name up, Sean. If he come in this year, and I think he's going to do something good for us, so it's going to look totally different. So it's going to save his job, but I think that, you know, he should be on the hot seat. And then the last thing I want to say to y'all, and I want y'all to really think hard about this. Our offense, right, we keep talking about A.J. Left and things of that sort. Have we ever looked at Devontae Smith, right? When he first came into the league, even when he was in college, they said he was too thin. He was this and that. He overcame all that, man.
Yep.
He got the Heisman Trophy. Then on top of that, his first rookie season with us, he killed the stats. I believe, truly, we've been holding Devontae back. I believe he's always been number one. And we've been holding him back with AJ because he was swole Batman and he already had his credits. But now it's time for my man to get his credit, and I guarantee you, he's going to be way better than AJ. Watch.
Damon, I'm with you.
I hope so.
I think there's another level to Devontae, and I think he's going to have a huge year. I'm with you on this. And I think he's ready to go. And I think, actually, this new offense is going to get him into space, and he's a great route runner. I'm with you, Damon. Devontae is going to make us all proud this year. All right, Damon, what's the answer? Hughes Clues. Who are we looking for?
Listen, I caught the last little bit of it. I ain't got nobody for y'all. Give me the dude, man. Oh, no, he always make good movies. The dude from England. He always make.
The dude from England? Who's it?
Henry Cavill?
The bald head guy. You know, the bald head guy who always doing all the mechanic and all that stuff like
You're
that.
You talking about Jason Statham? Jason Statham?
Yeah, Jason.
No, Yeah, them S's is kicking my head.
It's the S's, man. I'm noticing a theme.
Wait a minute. It's Jason Statham, right? Statham? It ain't that funny.
That's not the answer. Either your clues.
I'm just saying. But he was trying to say Jason Statham.
I know.
You laughing kind of hard.
You know what? I feel bad laughing because you were trying to give him the lifeline, and now we're laughing at you.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I agree with Bryce. I was the one who asked Bryce that question about whether or not it's sustainable.
That would be what my ass yesterday, too. Don't
you Rams ass.
I think I owe Dave a written apology for that. I let him just drown. I mean, the guy was taking on water.
Hey, man.
You might need to send him an email.
Hey, man, listen. It happens to the best line. See that? Like, that's because you can't take yourself too serious.
Enough to sustain you.
Ooh, yeah, that one right there. Got it. Ooh. He's on life support.
It's like watching someone in pain.
He's not going to make it. We got a bleeder.
Oh, man. All right. Let's go to Eric, who's up on WIP. Hey, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, what's Eric. Up, what's up?
Hello to the Spanish coal mine and Hugh. All right, I had two quick questions, if you don't mind, before we get to the Hughes Clues.
Yes.
I want to ask Hugh, from someone who's been in the locker room, if the allegations about this good Gouda spa massage are true, and Jalen didn't want to get involved, was that wrong on Jalen's part not to step in at on AJ's behalf?
I don't think so.
From a locker room standpoint,
I don't think so, man.
Let me add to your question, Eric, because I want Hugh's opinion on this part. Is it messy if there's a lot of stories out there, but like, let's say the significant others get involved, but Jalen didn't get involved. Does that make it complicated?
If the significant, you would normally, like, this is just what we would do. Like my friend.
Forget the Jalen thing.
If say for instance, if my wife had beef with somebody else's wife.
Yeah. Right? That kind of thing.
I'm going to say, hey, that no, I'm going to draw the line that we're not going to do that.
You're going to tell her.
Not going to tell her anything. I'm going to ask.
You're right. Okay.
I'm going to ask.
Let's calm down here.
I'm going to ask because I'm not about to tell her anything.
Because you
allegedly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When we say it like that, because I got to take that bass out of my voice because I'm thinking about like trying to tell her something.
You're scared,
I'm going to take that bass out of my voice. I'm going to ask her real nicely to leave it be. And plus, you know, my friend group, the wives never really got into messy stuff like that. Like, but what you knew not to do. Say is be disrespectful to anybody's significant other.
Right.
And not put yourself in a position to have your wife recklessly speculate or anything like that. So, yeah, no, that wouldn't happen in our friend group. Did that answer your question, Eric?
Yes, very succinctly. Thank you. Second question is, let's say Sean Mannion is cooking. He's got the offense cooking this year. We go deep into the playoffs. And another team wants to scoop up Mannion. What do you think is the right call? Do we get rid of Sirianni and elevate Mannion, or do we let Mannion walk?
Now, that's the question that Joe has been presenting for the last couple months, and I think they're in the mindset. It's hard to keep doing this over and over again, but at the same time, if the Eagles keep having success doing it, then why change the formula?
Well, they have – Eric, it's a great phone call, great questions. But they've had success, but they've also gone peaks and valleys, right?
Yeah,
they haven't sustained the offense the way we wanted. You're right. In general, the Sirianni era this way has worked out very well, right? Like if you told me in 2021, 5 years in, they'd been to two Super Bowls, win one, I would have taken that. But it's up and down, the offense, up and down. When they're good. When they're bad, they're bad. To me, it's the best case scenario that could lead to the most awkward ending.
Mm-hmm.
Mannion hits. Mannion's great. Jalen bounces back. We're all thrilled. But then, you know, we know how this works in the NFL. If there's a new young offensive mind that people think is smart, someone's going to interview him for a head coaching job. Now, maybe you brought this up last week. Maybe teams would say he's not quite ready and we'd be able to keep this train going for a couple years. But eventually, if Mannion's that good, he will eventually, someone will want him.
And to that point, okay, say... Because I don't think he's – if this offense goes to the Super Bowl, that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
But I don't think that Mannion is going to be offered – he's probably going to be one of the hot names that's mentioned. But I don't think he's going to be offered jobs. So say if that's the case. Say Coach Sirianni has 2 years shelf life. So it's a natural transition to go to Mannion, in my opinion. Because it's a chance that Sirianni gets burnt out being here. Dealing with all the media and you know, the pressures of being a head coach in the NFL, he might only want to coach for a couple more years and get out of it. So that's possible.
Well, that would be an easy way out of the problem, right? Then you don't have to worry about it. Ultimately, I whether that's January of 2027, whether it's 2028, if Mannion is great, I think it's going to be very hard for the Eagles to say goodbye if they find a great offensive mind and they can sustain offense at a very high level. I think that if any team is willing to make a really hard decision and do it with conviction, I think it'd be the Eagles. Jay in West Philly. What's up, Jay?
Hey, you.
Yo.
You hold the line for the slot receiver, right? But you ain't hold it for Devonta.
What are you talking about? So, wait a minute. You saying AJ was the slot? You said AJ was the slot receiver?
Yeah,
And how am I not holding the line for Devontae? What didn't I do?
Because you said that he was the best receiver on the team like a year or two ago, right? You said he was the best receiver.
Yeah,
on
I thought
the team, right?
He ran the best routes. Yes.
So he best route running. So that means the quarterback know where he's gonna be at all times, right?
He should. Yeah.
So he more quarterback friendly, right?
I would say yes. Yes.
Okay, so we should hold the line on that. And this slot receiver that just got traded, he was talking about he got mad because Jalen wasn't throwing the tight windows in the zone.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get open in the zone. The zone got soft spots, right?
It's supposed to, yeah.
So you're supposed to, if you're a smart receiver or a smart player, you're supposed to get in the zone and sit down, right?
You're supposed to know where the holes are in the zone, yes.
Oh, okay. So if you're getting covered, if you're in a tight window in the zone, that means you lost the step. That means you're going down, right? I mean, you're not as good as you used to be.
Well, I hear where you're going. Not necessarily. There might be, like Harry said, there might be a little bit of a trust factor there. There might be like there's some intangible. No, what'd you say?
My fault, you.
No, you good. What you about to say?
That means because he's not getting open in the zone. How you can't separate in the zone? If you're a top five receiver and you can't find those spots, you can't separate. You're supposed to sit down and be all right, right or wrong.
No, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, so in your mind, Devontae's still the best receiver on the team, right?
Devontae runs the better routes, but AJ is the more physical receiver.
Who's the better receiver, Hugh?
Well, we're comparing apples to oranges. Like if you're talking about strictly route running, and I said this, Jay, you got to give it to Devontae. Better route runner.
Yeah.
Better route
runner. Exactly, because that's what quarterbacks
depend on. You know what's funny? To piggyback what the Rev told me, because me and the Rev, this was really a sticking point when I said that. The Rev said, AJ does not run good routes.
Yeah, exactly. Number one overall.
Yeah. Rev said, AJ does not run good
routes. NFL wide receiver. Yeah, NFL wide receiver. Number one overall pick. Borderline Hall of Famer told you that this slot receiver, Swole Batman, whatever they call him, don't run good routes.
He told me.
But he want the ball all the time.
He's a selfish
individual. You got all that talent on the offense, and you can't share the ball. Everything got to go through you.
But that's kind of, you know what, Jay? That's kind of how they set it up initially, though. When they had this offense running at its optimum, the ball went through AJ. Like, he was the guy, right? Because he was the more physical receiver. He was the 50-50 ball catcher.
Well, he also was better then. He was faster then. He was better.
And Smitty was the one, you know, he ran the precise routes. He made the circus catches. But when you talk about, like, when you just needed Debo, like, that was AJ.
I think, and I'll try to interject, and I actually agree with Jay. I think we get caught up on who players were and we don't recognize what they changed to be. At one point, AJ was better than Devontae in 2022, 2023. Devontae has gone past him now. As he's slowed down, Devontae's not slowing down. He's still in his prime. Devontae's a better player. So I just think that's what we get caught up in what was, and we don't recognize what is sometimes. That's my take on it.
He loved Jalen when he was getting the 125 catches a game and all that.
Love him to death.
Six straight games.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he threw in tight windows then and all that, right?
Well,
but when he don't get the ball, when a new kid come in town to help win the championship, with Saquon, Smitty, and Goddard was balling last year, having career years. Oh, nobody using me, but not using me. Okay, all right. You go to New England and get arthritis in your knee when it's cold up there and see what happens.
All right, Jay, what's your guess for Hugh's Clues?
Receiver out here.
What's your guess?
What'd you say, Ahab?
What's your guess for Hugh's Clues? Ahab. Captain Ahab. Well, he's been on that since the Mike Trout thing. He's my white whale.
Okay, I missed that.
Yep.
How far, Ahab? I didn't hear none of the clues.
All right, well, that's enough, Jay. All right. Yeah.
I didn't think he was here to listen or talk to you anyway. It just sounded like it was a Hugh.
No, I know. Well, eventually, I'm in that, you know. Actually, I agreed mostly with what he's saying, so I just let him go.
Yeah. It's not as fun of a phone call when he's not really annoying.
But it's actually one of the more coherent calls by him. Like, he made good points. Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't realize, though, he did kind of hit on something he missed, though. Even his own point he missed at the end. When he agreed that sometimes players are good and they decline, right? Mm-hmm. Well, like maybe Jalen has also been one of those players, right? He's fine saying AJ's not as good as he used to be, but like maybe Jalen's not as good as he used to be anymore. This happens. This is just the way it works. All right, 215-592-9494. On the other side, we'll hear from you people, your phone calls. We have to give away the prize still? Are we still here? This is 2 days in a row into the last segment of the show for Hugh's Clues.
This was the easiest one, too. This was a layup.
Well, I'm not sure.
It was a layup.
No one trusts you with acting opinions. That's part of the
best,
issue.
I have the best opinions. What are you talking about?
About actors?
Everything.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Awesome. All right. We also have to address a few pretty questionable things we heard yesterday. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.